Sizing up the 2015 corn growing season. We're visiting today with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Joe, what are our farmers looking at this season?
Well, I've been telling growers this spring to really kind of get back to the basics. In the past, we've enjoyed some fairly good prices where we've had the ability to try a whole bunch of things. Now it's time to really make decisions on those things that have been tried and decide whether or not to keep them or eject them out of your management system. But it really kind of comes back to a lot of the basic management decisions that go on with crop production. One of the big ones is just hybrid selection. What we see within our trials is if you look at the top and bottom hybrids in a trial, on average, it's about a 40% yield swing just based on the hybrid that you pick. And that hybrid is going to dictate your management style for this coming season. So that, to me, is one of the major decisions that a grower really has to pay attention to. We've gone through a number of decisions over the wintertime, things like early planting, plant population, hybrid selection. Rotating your crops is a 10 to 20% yield increase and then a 30% increase when you have a stressful year. All those things are basic. Really pay attention to what those basics are going to mean for them in 2015.
Joe, out of the things that people have been able to try recently, are there some new ones that may stick?
We're just on the cusp of a whole bunch of transgenic traits that will be coming available, and it's kind of an exciting time there. Another real major activity, I think, is in the whole area of fertilizer and managing fertilizer. Nitrogen has always been a problem in Wisconsin due to cool, wet springs. We tend to get a lot of denitrification. So there are a number of new products out there that are nitrogen extenders or inhibitors that will help with the efficiency of getting nitrogen into the plant. And there are a lot of activity in biologicals as well.
Joe, what are biological?
A good example is mycorrhizae inoculant. Mycorrhizae are symbiotic fungi that infect corn roots that allow the plant to take up more fertilizer. These are products that are coming out. I think it's a little premature as to whether or not they are of any value in terms of return on investment, but there's a lot of activity going on right now on the countryside with these products.
We've been visiting with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.